Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball right back at him, and fittingly, Rangers got it. Turns, fires, and it's a shutout for Suarez. 5-0. Phillies win it as Rangers Suarez throws the first complete game shutout of the season by a Phillies pitcher, and just the second of his major league career.
What a night last night for the Phillies and our guy Ranger Suarez. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh, Ranger Suarez was outrageous last night.
A complete game shutout. That's all right. Is that okay? Ranger Danger?
Because
you know
danger?
It used to be like Stranger Danger.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're the Rockies, you have some Ranger Danger.
Yeah.
Scared of Ranger Suarez, who was ridiculous last night. So a complete game shutout, 7 hits, 8 strikeouts, just 1 walk. He had about, 88 or 89 pitches after 8 innings. And Topper said, "You good?" And he was good. Now, the 9th inning wasn't smooth. He had a couple base runners on, but he got through it. 112 pitches, which, Hugh, that's a good night. Well, he is. He's been phenomenal so far. You know, the Phillies have 3 big-time starters right now. They just do. I mean, right now it's obviously Zach Wheeler. We know what Nola could do when he pitched well on Monday night. And now I put Ranger in that mix. This Phillies pitching staff is so good. I keep saying it every day because every day I'm blown away with how few runs they allow. It's an excellent pitching staff. And if they give them offensive support, and Hugh, last night they finally did a little bit. 5 runs, including Bryce Harper. The double to left center drove in a run, then a 2-run home run. So maybe this is the start for Bryce Harper. And yeah, it's got to start somewhere. Your prediction of 6 runs per game has to start somewhere. Hugh, last night was just a very good night for the Phillies, almost totally all around.
Yeah, it was, man. And it comes at a time where, you know, yesterday it left a bad taste in everybody's mouth, you know, about the pitching or the pitching for the Rockies and not being able to take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels like it's starting to come around for this team. Played some pretty solid defense last night as well, too.
Yeah, Marsh had a nice play off the wall.
Yeah, so it looks like hopefully – this is the start of something special. You know, we talked about Bryce the other day and how frustrated he was with his performances and everything. Last night, felt like he had a little bit of a breakout.
Here's Bryce after game talking about Ranger and really the kind of pitcher he's become here.
I've been very fortunate to play, you know, with guys like that. And, you know, it's a lot of fun to see what these guys can do and the caliber of player they are. And, you know, I just don't think they kind of make them like them anymore, you know, really. Getting to the 7th inning and grinding through, or getting through the 8th inning, or, you know, a lot of guys are, you know, in the minor leagues and things like that, are throwing 3.5 innings and, you know, getting out of the game, and, you know, it's kind of tough for the game, you know. So when you have guys that are valuable like that, they're going to get paid, and, you know, they throw 200 innings, they're going to get a lot of money. So I think Ranger's going to be one of those guys, and, you know, very fortunate to have him on our side.
Assistant GM Bryce setting up the next contract for Ranger.
That bothered a little bit, huh?
But he doesn't mind. I mean, it's a nice thing.
I mean, it's the truth, though. You know, if he keeps pitching like that, he's going to be in line.
Of course.
He's going to be in line to get paid. So, I mean, I don't think ain't nothing wrong with talking about somebody's, you know, potential wealth, especially when they're going out there starting the season the way that they're starting.
Well, he's been excellent.
And it just goes back to your Tobias Harris propaganda,
doesn't it?
It always does.
Can we just change some of the show edicts on? Can we just let some of the stuff that has happened, like, say, this bet that me and Joe, can we just let some of that stuff just, like, die out?
No, we got a whole season out of this.
We always double down on the show.
Yes, and we take something and we draw it out, and we'll do that with this. So the offense last night has the Bryce home run, and they score 5 runs. And Ranger, he's a throwback. Bryce, some of the players he's played with, he didn't mention any names, but Bryce has been in the league a while now. Ranger is a throwback kind of pitcher. He doesn't have enormous velocity, but he changes speeds. He has a ton of different kind of pitches, arm angles to throw at you. It feels like I'm watching a pitcher from the 98, late 80s, early 90s, early 2000s. There's not many guys like Ranger anymore because, you know, most guys now, you know, they throw 96, 97, 98, 99. They blow their arms out. Ranger just goes out there and it's like, it's a little Cliff Lee to him, a little even further back in the day, throwback kind of left-handed pitcher where it's like, he doesn't have the 95, but he knows how to pitch.
You know what's funny? You know who it reminds me? When you say that, and I'm pretty sure he has more velocity than this guy, but I think of Jamie Moyer. Because I remember when...
I think you might have more velocity than Jamie Moyer.
Yeah, but you know what's funny? Because I remember asking Jimmy Rollins one time, why is it that Jamie Moyer is able to do what he's doing at this age? And he said, dude, it's because... He said, the one thing about being in the box, when you see a pitch coming, like Jamie's pitches, you can see them, but they have so much movement on them. They're just so hard to hit. And that's what it kind of feels like, because when you talk about pitchers nowadays, like if you're throwing straight gas, they call them a hurler. It's not really pitchers, they're hurlers. Mm-hmm. So if you're throwing straight gas, those are kind of hard to hit. But when you have a guy that has that kind of movement and has that variety of pitches, that's even harder because most guys just want to try to time it up and try to knock it out of the park.
Well, that's it. And that's not who he is. I mean, he's not throwing super hard. He changes speeds. He spins the ball. And I just there's a tempo to the game when Ray, and that's why I brought up the Cliff Lee comparison, because Cliff Lee used to have a tempo. He would set the tempo for the game, and he would be in charge of how the whole thing was going. Ranger does that. Also, he fields his position well. 215-592-9494. You want to weigh in and react to Ranger last night. What a night for the Phillies. And Hugh, you said maybe this is when they get going here, a home run from Bryce.
Hopefully that's the case.
If they can just hit a little, and you know, not even, you know, I know some people are saying 900 plus runs. Someone sitting next to me, I don't need that. But if they just start hitting 4 or 5 runs a game with this pitching, they could reel off five out of six.
No question about it, because the pitching has been really solid. And unfortunate thing about some of the games that they lost is because they had no run support. That was the biggest thing from that, and I think that's the most frustrating thing when people look at the way that this season has started. It's almost like the pitchers were on a different page than everybody else. They believe they want to get off to a fast start, but not so much the hitting. But it feels like it's starting to come around a little bit, Joe.
So Ranger, just quickly, then we'll go back to the phone lines on the Sixers stuff and your confidence or nerves tonight in this game against Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat. But the Ranger thing, so far this season, his average fastball velocity is 92 miles an hour. It's not nothing special, but he just gets outs. And the one thing he's done this year is he has stopped walking people. That used to be a thing. He'd walk a bunch of guys, and then a single would happen, and then all of a sudden 2 or 3 runs are in. He has really curtailed his walk rate as well. 215-592-9494. Reaction to Ranger Suarez. Phillies get a win. They go for the sweep today over the Colorado Rockies with Christopher Sanchez on the mound. I'm feeling a Rockies sweep today. Let's sweep the Rockies clean out of Philadelphia. Cannot have the Rockies come in here and get a game. Sweep the Rockies. White Sox come in this weekend. And, of course, the big one tonight, the Sixers and the Miami Heat. Confident, nervous, what are you feeling? Mike in Marlton is up. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up,
good,
Mike?
Good, Mike. What's up?
Not much. I'm hyped for tonight. You know, Tobias legacy coming, or he's coming up, legacy game incoming, I mean. I'm excited. He's got the opportunity to be like, you know, they made the right choice. I mean, I'm not really happy about saying that, but it's an optimistic way of looking at things. But, you know, I think Joel Embiid's going to do well. I think he's finally in a position to be healthy. I think he's always so banged up, and I know that he was injured, but I think that for him to be not playing as much as he did recently is really going to help him. Having a competent head coach as well as just depth all over the place. I mean, we got Kyle Lowry. He's got plenty of experience. And I just think the team is really deep this year, and I think we can make a run, and it's because we don't have a lot of expectations for this team, and I think that's they're going to surprise a lot of people.
Well, they certainly can. Mike, the way it's set up and the way the bracket is set up, if they win tonight, they could certainly surprise any. I mean, I think it'll be a little bit of a surprise based on their seed, but I think people are going to start to believe. You know, if they win tonight, they've won 8 in a row. I think this the belief factor in this team across here, right, in Philadelphia, but just the NBA, it's going to start jumping up because people are seeing this team's on a roll right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think Jimmy Butler, as great as a player as he is, I think that, you know, he had a lot of great role players with him last year and, like, Gabe Vincent and stuff like that. But now that team without, like, Terry Rozier even playing, I don't think they're as deep as everyone realizes. I'm sure Eric Spoelstra is a great coach, but they don't have the same amount of players or the same kind of players as they did last year. So I just don't think it's going to translate. I think the Sixers are going to shock a lot of people tonight. I'm going to do my best Charles Barkley and the Sixers by 10, guaranteed.
Oh, I like that. Mike, appreciate the phone call. So we have one caller says they're going to win by 40, another by 10, guaranteed. Kyle says they're going to smoke the Miami Heat. Am I the only one that is thinking this a little too much? Now there's overconfidence running around here?
I mean, it's okay to be overconfident, man. This is what sports is all about. You want to go out there, you want to be a little bit overconfident. It's probably going to be a lot tighter than we anticipated. It's going to be much more tighter than we anticipated, but it's still going to be a fun game, and the outcome is going to be what we are all predicting anyway.
I hope you're right, and I do think they have – I mean, they should win the game. They're 5.5-point favorites. I think the Rozier injury to the – you know, him being out tonight for Miami makes a pretty big difference.
I just feel like the playoff Jimmy Butler thing is a little bit overblown, skewed just by a couple deep postseason runs, like relative to Joel Embiid.
That usually
yes.
does it, though.
Well, no, but
that's a lot compared to what we have right here.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
All right, but he's also gotten swept out of the first round by the Milwaukee Bucks, in a series in which he played horribly, right? I don't remember him lighting the world on fire, you know, when he was here. And we had a chance to go all the way to the finals. Like, playoff Jimmy Butler didn't take over and win the Toronto series, did he? Like, Jimmy Butler isn't just a surefire thing to go off and play great in every playoff series that he's in. Even in the 2020 run, he had a couple series averaging below 20 points a game. He's not like this all-time great playoff performer. He's just had two nice runs. And one of them was phony baloney, as we all know.
He's in the it's not all him, but there's a Heat thing, right? It's the Miami Heat. They've been to the finals two of the last, what, four seasons?
I get it. But this whole idea that, like, Jimmy Butler is, like, so scary and imposing in the playoffs, he's crumbled before in the playoffs. Like, he's had series where he's sucked.
Right, but what do we have here? We have a guy that's only crumbled.
I get it. Relative to Joel Embiid, I'm just saying this whole idea that Jimmy Butler is going to come in, he's going to take over all of a sudden. We can't just lock that in. Like, and this is should be a new version of the Sixers. A healthy Joel Embiid. Things are different.
Well, let's throw this in. I think it's fair to say that Jimmy is in a lock for 40 or 35, right?
But he has more of a playoff history than Joel Embiid at this point.
And Joel's not, you know, both things are true. Kyle's right. It doesn't mean Jimmy's going to go crazy tonight. And also, Joel doesn't necessarily have to play poorly tonight. He could play well. There's another person we haven't mentioned yet. Is Maxey ready for this moment? Maxey's done well against Miami in the regular season. He did well down there a couple weeks ago. You know, if the Sixers get the Maxey that we saw a lot of this season, Hugh, he's your guy, that is a dynamic duo with Joel Embiid. But, you know, sometimes with young players, you don't know when that they're going to hit that moment in the postseason. Maxey's kind of been up and down in his playoff career so far. Some good moments, and then he's been invisible at times.
Yeah, but I feel like with Joel Embiid being out, I mean, the playoffs are something totally different, but I think that he's had a chance to figure out, you know, where he's most comfortable at. And, you know, leading up into this, like I said, I think the exciting part about all of this, Joe, is that everybody understands what their role is. And it's probably going to be a lot of nights where if Joel Embiid is hot or they're looking at him to take the lead, that he's probably going to be in position to do that. And they're going to allow him to do that. The biggest problem that I looked at last year with this team was that there was some dissension in the ranks.
Totally.
That's what it kind of feels
like.
Well, that's
a James Harden level.
Yeah, and you know, I think James wanted to be the top banana, and that was where the problem lied. I think now that's not going to be the case, and there's going to be nights where you know, Tyrese Maxey is going to have his turn, but everything I feel like is going to go through the big fella.
Of course it does. I mean, he's their best player, and he's one of the best players in the league. 215-592-9494. Gut feeling. Like, right now, when you're thinking about this game tonight, and thinking about the Sixers and the you know, regenerating of excitement over the last couple weeks. What's hitting you? Is it the excitement? Is it the confidence in this game and the playoff run about to come? Or do you feel like I do, get some nerves? I mean, I have nerves because it's the Sixers, it's the postseason, it's Joel Embiid, and it's Jimmy Butler and Eric Spoelstra on the other side, and a team that's been through a lot of these. Bam's been through this. I mean, they've got a lot of guys. I know it's not quite the same team. Lowry's here, and you know the Rozier they traded for during the season is out, but they got a lot of the core that have been through these moments. I mean, I have some nerves heading into tonight because of what is on the line for the Sixers. The Knicks this weekend or the Celtics, it is a massive difference in their postseason spot. It's massive. You know, watching some of those games last night, the Lakers and the Pelicans, you could sense a sense of urgency with those teams playing that game.
It was a beautiful thing, wasn't it?
Oh, it's awesome. As much as I think it's silly that we have the play-in, it is fun to have the NBA in one game.
One and done scenario. Yeah, because it's one of those things where when you think of the NBA, best of five, best of seven, whatever it is, you feel like, okay, you got time, you know. But now it's almost like a football game.
It is.
You know what I mean? It's like a football playoff game.
It's a sense of urgency.
Yeah, you got to get it done. You got to be on your game that night.
And again, I recognize that the Sixers would have another opportunity if they didn't win tonight. They'd play the winner of the Bulls and the Hawks. But let's be real. I mean, that the sense of excitement for that game compared to tonight, it's just totally, totally different. It's in a different realm. Let's go to Steve in Egg Harbor Township. Hey, Steve.
Steve,
you there, buddy? Steve going once, Steve going twice. Let's go put Steve back at home. Tribb's in West Philly. What's up, Tribb?
I'm good. Hi, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Tribb. What's up, pal?
I'm calling about the Sixers now. I think we can win by 10. I think MB will probably put up 34, Maxey 25. And I don't know about Tobias. You never know what you're going to get from Tobias.
I gave
him 4. You don't think he's good for 4?
He good for 4.
Yeah, that was disrespectful of me to say.
It was in my spirit
when I thought it.
Yeah, you meant it in a good way.
Yeah, I meant it. Like it was, like you say stuff. I just don't be saying stuff just to be saying. I gotta feel it, and yeah. I felt 4.
You felt 4.
Sorry about that, Tripp. Forget you, Kyle. Sorry about that, Tripp. Floor is yours, man. Floor is yours.
No, it's good. Y'all are good. I'm a first time caller, a long time listener. I'm a Philly fan, born and raised in Philly. So I remember Hugh when he played with the Eagles. But Sixers going to win. I think we can go. If we get past Miami, we can get to the finals. The only team I'm worrying about is Boston. I'm not scared of nobody else.
Well, Tripp, I'm with you on that. Nobody else scares me in the East. I mean, I welcome a series against the Bucks and Doc Rivers. And come on, the Pacers, let's be real, they're not a championship kind of team. And the Knicks, I think, are good, and they're formidable, and they're well-coached. But the Sixers just have more talent. You know, their top two players are better than the top two players for the Knicks. Like, you're right. If they win tonight, they could get to the Eastern Conference Finals in a month. That's what makes this so exciting tonight.
Yes.
And that's what also makes me nervous. Tripp, man, we appreciate the phone call and call again. Hugh, it's not just the game. It's the stakes. That's why I'm feeling like the kind of butterfly
through
the game.
Well, it's the path.
Yes.
It's the path. You know, because you feel, I feel like you feel that, say, if we had to play the Celtics, that it's a wrap, kiss the baby.
Yeah, I don't think they'd beat him.
I don't believe that to be the case. I don't believe that to be the case. Now, I will say that would be a much tougher path. And history has shown, what, the last two seasons, that the Celtics have kind of, you know, and Al Horford have kind of been like our kryptonite a little bit. But I just don't believe that to be the case this year. You just can't, like, it's almost the same thing. When we talk about the Phillies and their path to the playoffs and how we've not had to face, you know, too many we've beat the Braves 2 years in a row.
But have avoided the Dodgers.
Yeah, but avoided the Dodgers. I mean, I feel like at some point you gotta have to kind of, you know, fight the demons that you have or whatever. So if that's the case, yeah. I think that I like their chances against Boston.
Yeah. So I
like the coach.
I think they have a shot against Boston, but a month from now, when Joel's
Joel gets a little bit more playing time under his belt and things like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I also think if the Sixers can reach the Eastern Conference Finals, then they'll have an invincibility about them. Like, screw it. We've made it this far. We could win the whole thing.
Yeah, might as well. Yeah, I got you.
And I look at the road here. The road has to be the Knicks and then whatever the Bucks and Pacers thing is when whatever comes out of that with Giannis hurt and Doc screwing the whole thing up. It's tonight. And I'm glad you called it a Joel Embiid legacy game because you guys keep telling me he's fully healthy. So I bet there better be no excuses tomorrow, right?
No,
are we all on the same page there?
Yeah, I mean, it has
zero
to be.
Excuses?
It has to be. Okay. It has to be.
All right.
It has to
make it sure because I'm hearing a lot of 10-plus point victories, 40-plus point victories we heard from one caller. The last time we were this confident heading to a big game, it didn't work out super great. Remember what that was?
This game was the Super Bowl?
Well, the Super Bowl, yeah. When I was taking telling me they're going to beat the Chiefs by 14.
But wait a minute. We weren't that far off. I mean, as far as predictions go, like confidence levels go, I mean, we had opportunities that we didn't capitalize on.
But, yeah, right.
It's not like we got spanked.
No, but people were thinking they would win by double digits.
I mean, that didn't happen. But, you know, it wasn't like we were like, you know. It was like a blowout.
No, of course not. People still believe they should have won that game, which maybe if the holding call didn't happen, they would have won that game.
It's like how we blew the NLCS for the Phillies by
getting too confident.
By debating who their World Series opponent was going to be.
That was us.
They blamed
fault.
Us for that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I thought it was an interesting conversation. Astros or Rangers. Unfortunately, the Phillies didn't hold up their end of the bargain. That's not our fault. Jeff is in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
So, quick Sixers thing and then Phillies. I can't see the Sixers losing tonight. In fact, I'm halfway with Kyle. I think they're going to roll. Because they're in essence, they're a number two seed playing a play-in game. Because, you know, they basically dropped their seeding because Joel was out. And I just think him and Maxey together are going to put up 60, 65 together.
That would be lovely.
I don't It would be. And I don't understand why everybody's so scared of Jimmy Buckets. I mean, if he never played here, would there be that fear of him being this playoff killer type player?
No, but he did here, and he also beat the Sixers in the second round 2 years ago.
Yeah, I know. But
and like, I think it's more so, Jeff, about the fact that, you know, he's more battle tested in the playoffs than we are. Yeah.
But do they have a team like they had a couple of years ago? Like Miami, like they don't see that's where I'm at.
No, they don't. But it's like, you know, when you talk about a guy who has moments like has been in moments like this and has come up big for the most part, that's a little intimidating.
You have to respect this game, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And also the team and the coach. It's almost like, you know, they've moved into one of those, you know, like we used to talk about the Spurs, or, you know, like it's just like they're good, right? The Heat will play a respectable game, and they're well coached. So, you know, if the Sixers play their A game tonight, Jeff, I think you're going to be right. It's about can they play their A game? Yeah.
Yeah, just can't take them lightly, that's all. As far as the Phillies go, they won the way they were built. A couple of home runs and great pitching. You know, Ranger to me is kind of like, right now, he's currently pitching kind of like Greg Maddux used to. He's the left-handed version of that, where he's just, he's changing speeds. He's got a great changeup. He's putting the ball where.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He wants, and he can field his position. So,
well, he is. I'll throw another former Brave at you that was lefty. Tom Glavine pitched like that. Glavine didn't have the best fastball, but he located, and he also fielded his position. It's just fun to watch him. I think part of it is, one, he's good, but two, we don't see many pitchers like him anymore.
No, and you know what? You don't need to throw 98, 99 miles an hour all the time. You can put a well-placed fastball and a changeup where you need it. You can win a lot of ball games.
Totally, and especially against teams, you know, like the Rockies, who are free swingers. I mean, they were all off balance last night. He was awesome. And you're right, that this is the way they were built. Good starting pitching and a couple bombs, yeah.
And they need to sweep it up today. That's for sure.
Let's do it. Let's beat the Rockies and get a
all right,
sweep.
Let's go.
Jeff, appreciate it. Could be a great night. Last night was halfway a good night with the Phillies. Obviously, the Flyers, it all came crashing down there in the final few minutes.
That was a tough one. That was a whole lot.
Seconds to go.
Yeah, but that's a whole lot of intangibles that have to go your way in order for you to win that game.
Yeah, it was unlikely.
It was tough.
Yeah, it was unlikely for it all to play out. But the Flyers did have a chance. They missed on the final day. The Sixers have an enormous opportunity. Tonight, confident, nervous. What's your gut right now on the Sixers as we get ready for this game? 215-592-9494. Continue to react to Rangers Suarez' big game. This guy is one of the, you know, I still think he's underrated across Major League Baseball. It's not going to last for long if he keeps pitching like this. He's pitched tremendously to start this season. Plus, we have to get to some audio coming up from Howie Roseman yesterday and a line of questioning that didn't exactly produce the most satisfying answers. I thought Howie was out of character a little bit yesterday. We'll hit that next. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. And let's talk about my friends over at FanDuel. The NBA play-in tournament gives teams a chance to play their way into the postseason. So it only seems right that new customers on FanDuel could play their way into $150. Just place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. All right, I'm going to put together a little parlay right now for tonight's game. Let's go Jimmy Butler over points, Joel Embiid over points, Maxi over, Tobias Harris under tonight. Four-leg parlay for tonight's game. That's a +10 to 1. All right, go to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get started. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. Make every moment more at FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.